best you can buy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a day. We are 34 days to spring. Can you imagine that? A little over a month, spring will be here. So don't get discouraged. And in 28 days, the arrival of daylight savings time. So a lot of things going on that you should be aware of. Think positive. Winter's almost over. Yes, we may get some more snow. It is February. And the snow that comes down now doesn't last as long. The days are getting much, much longer. And the sun being higher in the sky during the day is going to warm it up. So we just have to keep thinking positive about that. Coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk with Chuck Carberry from the Rhode Island Flower Show, which begins the 18th through the 21st. And that will really help to motivate you. Now, today is the last day of the Orchid Show. So if you can drive to Nashua, New Hampshire, for most of you listening, Nashua is not too far away. You just get on Route 3. You head north into New Hampshire, or if you live there, that's even better. Just get off at Exit 1 off of Route 3, and it's at the Radisson Hotel. Doors open up at 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock today. Admission is $10. Kids under 12 are free. And you'll have a great time. So if you like orchids, this is the place to go. There's over 25 different vendors there. There's also classes going on all day long on how not to kill your orchid plants. And so there's a lot going on. And next week, the Rhode Island Flower Show, and it is absolutely wonderful. Again, we'll talk with Chuck Carberry coming up at about 8:30. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Trish on the line who's calling about hibiscus.
Okay, Trish, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
I'm babysitting a hibiscus for a friend, and it's not looking too good right at the moment. It's a hibiscus plant. It's in about a 2-gallon container, and the plant itself is about 2 feet tall, and it's sharing a space with a green spider plant. The leaves on the hibiscus are turning yellow and dropping off. I've given it some Osmocote. And at first I thought maybe it wasn't getting enough water, so I gave it a good dose of water, and that didn't seem to help. It's in a window that gets westerly sunlight all day long, and I don't know what else I can tell you. I need to make sure that the plant doesn't die on me.
Before she gets home.
Right.
I know exactly how you feel. I've been in that same predicament. Hibiscus, the more sun it gets, the better.
Okay.
The one thing that you don't want to do is to give it too much water.
Okay.
So what I'd like to have you do, and it will tell you right off the bat, take when you're done reading part of the Sunday paper, put the plant on top of the newspaper and pull the plant out of the container that it's in. So tap the sides of the walls a little bit to free it, and you may want to even turn it upside down or sideways and pull the plant out of the pot. The roots should be a creamy white color. If they're starting to turn brown or have some black coloration on it, that's because it's getting too much water. Okay?
Okay.
So pull it out, look at the roots. If the roots are beginning to turn brown, then it's getting too much water. And hibiscus, what I do when I water them, I put my index finger in and I go down all the way to my fist. And I wiggle around and I may test it in two or three places. You're better off to keep it moist but not wet. When you water it, give it a real good drink. Let all the excess drain from the pot, and then you should be good for, if it's in a 2-gallon pot, once a week should be more than enough.
And that's now, and that's all I've been watering it is once a week.
Yeah. Now, when you put the water in, did it run right out through the drainage holes quickly?
No, it did not, because it's a big pot, and it seems to be pretty well compacted in there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that, you know, I didn't give it too much water.
Okay, but when you watered it, did any water come out of the drainage holes?
No.
No. Then you probably didn't give it enough. The other way that you can tell if plants need water, when you look at the leaf should be shiny.
Mm-hmm.
If the leaf has kind of a dull luster to it, then it probably isn't getting enough water. But pull it apart, pull it out of the pot, examine the roots, and when you water it, water should come out of the drainage holes. See, sometimes what happens, especially if they use artificial or man-made soil, the soil, as it dries out, shrinks, pulling away from the sides of the pots. And that's why I asked you, did the water come right through?
Right.
And when that happens, what you have to do is water it, let it sit so that the soil can expand a little bit, and then you water it a second time, and that way the soil has expanded enough to touch the sides of the pots again. But pull it out, look at the roots, and the other thing is, every time you water it, spin it so that the side that's facing the window is now going to face inside the house.
And that's what I haven't been doing.
I have not
been doing that, yeah. I can try that.
This time of the year, if you can spin it like that, that way the side that faces inside the house, which is not getting any direct light, by you spinning it, at the end of the week, is now going to get full sun. And the one that was getting a lot of sun is now going to have a lot less. So that way you tend to balance it. But pull it out of the pot, look at the roots, feel the root ball. And if you see that the root ball, you're seeing black roots, and the root ball feels wet, take some paper towels, probably 3 or 4 sheets thick. Set the root ball directly on top of the paper towel, and the paper towel or even the newspaper will act like a wick, and it will pull the excess water out from the bottom onto the paper, and that will get some of that extra moisture out, and then put it back in the pot, and you should be okay. Good luck, and don't give up, but see if you can put it in a sunnier window. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bill on the line, who's calling about some geraniums.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. You?
Doing good. I have some old geraniums. They're actually my grandmother's, and they're about 20 years old, and they're in real big pots. And, I've done different things, kept them in the basement. Right now, they're in the garage, and, you know, they're still green, and just kind of spindly, and I don't know if I should just cut them back in the spring, or how you take care of them, keep them alive, and just looking for some ideas.
Okay. We used to have a nursery greenhouse in Maine, and the first week of March, we would buy in from greenhouse growers their stock plants. And greenhouse growers will take cuttings all winter long.
Yeah.
And you'd end up with a plant that was like about 2 feet tall, really skinny and lanky, and, didn't look very good. We would buy in those plants for $2 or $3. We would knock them out of the 6-inch pots that we got them in. We would put them into 10-inch containers. Then we would take that geranium and we would cut it to about 10 inches high, take the whole top right off of it, and we would throw it away.
Yeah.
Then we would put Osmocote, put those plants in the greenhouse. I had a lot of sun all day. And within 2 weeks, we would start to see shoots coming out from the base of that plant. And by the time we got to May, they had produced a dozen or more new shoots from the base. They were thick, they were beautiful, and they flowered like crazy. In your case, you want to do the same thing. Excuse me. Cut them back, but take the tips of those long, skinny branches, dip them in rooting powder, put them in individual pots, and you can start all of the geraniums for your window boxes and for your containers. But your time to do the cuttings and the repotting is any time now. Get them out of the garage, give them plenty of sun, and spin those containers on a weekly basis. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Winnie on the line, who's got some questions about her fruit trees.
Winnie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My husband and I really enjoy your show, and this is the first time I've called you, but I'm hoping you can clarify things for me.
I'll try.
I have two fruit trees. They're apple trees. Golden Delicious, Red Delicious, excuse me, and they're 2 years old, and I'm wondering how I should spray them.
Okay. What I have some Red Delicious and Max in my yard, and what I do is during February, March, whenever the weather's good, you get temperatures above 40, I use a horticultural oil and lime sulfur spray, and most nurseries and garden centers will have this. They're sold separately. You can mix them in the same sprayer and apply them together, and I do it twice. I'll do it, you know, a day like today, and then a week or 10 days later, whenever we get some nice weather again, then I will do it again, and that will kill eggs that were laid on the plant in the fall of the year by insects that you had last year, and it will kill disease spores that were put on that plant last year also from problems that you had last year. Once the trees drop their flowers, then I use a general purpose fruit tree spray. Now, you have Bonide that has a fruit tree spray liquid. They will take care of diseases and insects. Ortho has something called Home Orchard Spray. It's a powder that you mix with water. And then if you want to stay organic and natural, there's a product called Organocide from Organic Labs. And Organocide is a liquid that you mix with water. And you do that every 2 weeks. If you want apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, and you want to keep them clean, you really need to spray every 2 weeks from the time the blossoms start falling from the plant. So when your tree's in full bloom, don't spray, because anything that you put on there could hurt the insects that are doing the pollination, and it could also force it to drop all of its blooms prematurely, and then you'll get nothing. But the one thing that you need to be aware of also, when you plant a new fruit tree, it takes 3 to 5 years for the plant to become established in your yard. So feed them with something like either tree tone or plant tone fertilizer. There's a new company from the West Coast called Dr. Earth, and they have a general purpose. It's a 444, and it does contain the mycorrhiza that's going to help a great deal. So if you do that, you should have good trees in the years to come. Not just once, but years and years down the road.
Now, could I
Thank
do
you.
This, could I do the same thing with peach trees?
Yes. Peaches, yes. Pears, plums, cherries. I would even do raspberries and blueberries the same way.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Why buy
10 different things? So when the plants are dormant, you use horticultural oil and lime sulfur.
Do I mix that together?
You would put them in the same sprayer, but they do come separately.
Okay. Yeah.
That explains that. So if you've got, and see, the other thing that you can do, this horticultural oil and lime sulfur, while you have it out, if it's a nice day, do your blueberries, do your raspberries, do your grapes. If you have roses, spray your roses, and that will help to cut back on powdery mildew, on black spot of your roses. I do everything while I'm out there. You know, it's mixed. If you're going to be out there and you're going to drag the hose, you might as well treat everything.
Right.
So do your roses. Do all of your fruit trees, and if you've got flowering crabs and your flowering crabs get little black spots on the foliage, spray the flowering crabs, your flowering cherries, your magnolias. What you're using is an oil that's natural. Lime sulfur is a natural type product, and it works real well. Coming up at 8:30, Chuck Carberry from the Rhode Island Flower Show.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time, The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and this is an exciting time of the year for those of you that live in southern New England. If you live in Providence or even in the Boston area, the flower show season is beginning, and the season begins with the Rhode Island Flower Show. And joining us is Chuck Carberry. He is the show manager, and we've invited him this morning so that he can tell us a little bit about the show, what you can expect, and some of the events that you may not be aware of that happen with the Rhode Island Flower Show. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm terrific. How's everything coming with the Flower Show?
Very well. Very well. We started on Friday, and we're here today. We started at 6 a.m. this morning. You've seen this symphony of construction go together before, so it's a very busy time for the next couple of days.
It really is, and it's something that is really incredible to see from the start to the end. When the show first starts, there's nothing but floors with a little bit of duct tape, and you bring in your mulch and your stone or timbers to build the base for it, and then the fun part begins with all of the trees. What are you seeing as far as things that people can look forward to at the flower show this year?
Well, we're excited about a few things. Some of our gardeners that are back that people have gotten to know that are just truly amazing. It's our entrance garden, Michelle Souza. She always does something whimsical and fun. And this year's theme is Timeless Garden. And the gardens are being interpreted through the decades, and her garden at the entrance will be a tribute to the 60s, which should be colorful and fun and whimsical. She actually has a Volkswagen bus that she's bringing in that's going to be part of the display. Then we have Paul Miskowski returning from Falmouth and from the Cape area, who's won all kinds of awards over the years in Boston and here in Rhode Island. He's doing a garden for the future, which is going to be based on outdoor living, which is very, very in right now. So, and his quality of plant material is just superb. And so, you know, we have a lot of the people that have won awards returning, and a few new people too. We have Roger Williams Park Zoo is doing a display for us this year, so that should be very educational and fun to see.
Yeah, I've known Paul Miskowski for a long time, and he really gets into the flower show. He has a great greenhouse, and he forces all kinds of unusual plants, and always tends to have birds in his display also.
He
has a vegetable garden in there this year?
He has a great design. I mean, I think the variety of plant materials, as you mentioned, for him is pretty amazing. I mean, he brings in all kinds of interesting things that you just don't typically see. So he does a great job.
Right. Yeah. Well, the other thing about Paul being in the show, he stays there during the whole show. And it's nice because if you have questions on plants, he'll tell you how to take care of them and where they'll grow. And, you know, he really likes to educate people. And I'm sure there's a lot of other gardeners that will do the same thing. Now, when does the show start, Chuck?
It begins on Thursday. We open at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Actually, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then on Sunday, we're open from 10 to 6 p.m.
10 to 6 p.m. Now, where is it located in Rhode Island?
We are at the Rhode Island Convention Center, which is very easy to get off Route 95. It's exit 22 either way, and we also have a shuttle that runs from Roger Williams Park, which is exit 17, but there's ample parking right in the city. And it's right off 95. It's very, very convenient, very convenient.
And parking, there's plenty of parking?
Plenty of parking locally. We have the mall, which is adjacent to the convention center, which you can park up to 3 hours for only $1. So that's a great deal. And if you wanted to spend the entire day, I mean, the city is very walkable. The convention center is located in the center of the city. You could park and leave your car and spend the entire day in the city.
That's, now, how about a website where people could get more information?
Sure. The website is www.flowershow.com. It'd be easier than that. And that has all the information. And that's important, Paul. As you know, we have a large slate of speakers and demonstrations. And I try to let people know that come to the flower show, they can really get their values worth if they sit in on a couple of lectures or demonstrations and enjoy the entire show. The ticket price is only $17. It's $7 for kids 6 to 12, and seniors can get a discount at $15. We also have a AAA discount. But if you see one or two lectures and enjoy the entire show for the day, that's an incredible value. I mean, you could pay $20, $25 just to go see a lecture. So it's a great value for the dollar, and it's a great day for that price point.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that the Rhode Island Flower Show is known for. I know when I was helping out at the show, it was something that everybody that was there, they just loved, because they could go there, look at the display gardens, and then they could plan their day for specific talks. So if they were interested on vegetable gardening or on pruning of trees or perennials. By going to the website, they would know what days, what talks are going to be on. And then you just, you know, go through the show, see what you want, take a break, go sit down in the auditorium, listen to the talks, take a whole bunch of notes, and then take the notes, go back into the show and see about some of these plants so that you're getting educated as well as enjoying. And, you know, it's been a long winter. It's February. We're seeing spring getting closer and closer. But when you walk into the flower show and you smell the aroma of the grasses, of the trees, the flowers, and you hear the music and you see the color, you really get excited, and it does help you to think positive. But if you want some good information, the flower show is great. It's Thursday through Sunday, right?
Correct, correct.
Okay, and the hours?
Weekday, and then 10 to 9, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 10 to 6 on Sunday. And Paul, you mentioned that our gardeners spend a lot of time at the displays, and that is really, I'm really proud of that with our show, that the gardeners, the designers are at the garden. They can answer specific questions. And, you know, that's really important for the people visiting the show. You can really get some valuable information. And our speakers include Louis Raymond, who designed the Boston show for years, great horticulturist, great plantsman, Julie Maservi, who's a wonderful author and designer, and Roger Swain is coming if you want to learn about vegetables. And Susie Coelho is coming this year. She hosted The Surprise Gardener on HGTV and was married to Sonny Bono, and she's a great personality. I think she'll be an excellent speaker also.
Okay, and now anything unusual that you're seeing at the show that you're getting excited about seeing?
Well, you know, every year now we've been during the February vacation for kids. We've done quite a bit more in the last couple of years for kids and for families, and this year we have a marine animals tank on our fifth floor. We occupy this entire building, so we're a large show. There's a lot to do. We have an interactive caterpillar that kids can walk through and learn about turtles and invertebrates. We have a magic show that happens each day, even storytelling. So, again, if you're a family and you're looking for something to do, it's definitely a great day to enjoy, and you can check all that out on the website. And the Federation of Garden Clubs, their display this year, Everything New is Old Again, is their largest display they've ever done, and they have the National Federation of Garden Clubs coming in to actually judge it. So for those of you that like the standard show, the standard colors and the horticultural entries, they're going to have an amazing display this year. I'm really excited about the size of their display.
That's great. Now, does the flower show have a amateur contest where people bring in the plants in there and they're judged?
Yes, we do. It's through the Federation of Garden Clubs. That's their horticulture entries. I think, gosh, they had over 5,000 entries last year. They may even have more this year. So it's great to see amateur gardeners bring their plants in to get awards. And it's really one of the most popular segments of our show. People spend quite a bit of time in there. And we have a very, very strong group of people here with the Federation of Garden Clubs. And we also have the vendor area. We have almost 200 vendors. We've worked really hard this year, Paul, to get horticultural-specific vendors to the show to really bring in some new products, some ergonomic tools, sustainable fertilizers, some of the new things that are coming to the market. We know people really need to see that stuff, and that's important, too. I mean, enjoying a good day shopping is a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, it is, because that was my next question, vendors. I know you've always had some really, really good vendors. You know, sometimes you go to home shows and things like that, and the only thing that you see are pots and pans being sold and those floor washers and, you know, squeegee rags and stuff. But it's nice to go to a show like yours, and you have a lot of industry-related vendors there that you can see different products, new products for the home and garden. And, you know, that's as much fun to me as it is to see the actual flower show itself.
It is, and we work very hard to find those vendors. You know, we work during the year going to different shows to find organizations that have the newest products. And we realize that that's a very important part of the show. We're trying to support the industry, so we spend a lot of time finding the right people and getting them in here. And, again, we're in our 17th year, Paul, believe it or not. So we're starting to get a little older here, but we're really excited. I mean, we've really established ourselves, I think, as the New England show, and pulling people in from Southern New England. It's a very easy ride on 95. So I really do recommend, if you've never come to the Rhode Island show, to come here and see the show. We have really incredible designers, as you know, very whimsical, very fun. So it's a great day.
Yeah, and it's, again, as you say, it's very easy because you just get off the exit off of 95, exit 22, and you're right in downtown Providence. You can see the Civic Center. You can see all the parking lots. And as you said, there's a huge shopping mall area right there. So, you know, you can do the little shopping, go to the flower show, some great restaurants to really make a whole day out of it. So, you know, mark your calendar, 18th through the 21st. Bring the family. And this flower show is really family-friendly. They've always got things for kids to do. And just like all shows, get there early, get there around meal times. That way the lines and the amount of people in the area are not as thick. So, you know, around 5 o'clock is a good time to go. First thing in the morning. But bring the kids. There's stuff for them to do. Bring a pad of paper and a pencil, or bring a couple of pencils, because there's a lot of information out there. Write it down, and it will help you. Talk with the various display people like Paul Miskowski and all the others. They're there. They're proud of what they've done, and they will help you to select the right plant for your garden. Give us the times of the show, the dates of the show, the website, and all that information again, Chuck.
All right. We are opening on Thursday, the 18th. We're opening at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. The 18th, 19th, and 20th, that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then Sunday, we open at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We actually offer a discount at night now, too. The evening discount starts at 6 o'clock, so it's $2 off the ticket price Thursday through Saturday. So 6 to 9, there is a discount. And we're ready to go. I mean, we're excited about this year's show. I think it's a lot of fun. As you said, it gets people ready for the growing season. It really does help people get in the mood, and we've had a tough winter.
Terrific. Thank you, Chuck. We appreciate you joining us this morning. www.flowershow.com. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Debbie on the line, who's got a question about horticultural oil.
Okay. Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Hi. I'm sort of in reference to the call you had before about adding the lime sulfur to the horticultural oil, which I plan to do now for my apple trees. But I also, every year I have a house plant, a tall, like, tree of a croton, and it always gets spider mites during the winter. So usually every spring and summer it goes out for vacation and outdoors, and I usually spray it with horticultural oil. So, like, if I've already used the horticultural oil and the lime sulfur in that particular canister. If there's any leftover lime sulfur in it, is that going to bother the croton?
No, it won't at all. The lime sulfur is something that just kills disease spores and will not hurt anything at all.
Okay.
It's a a natural way of controlling diseases by attacking the spores. And the spore is like a seed. And it coats the seed with the sulfur, and it slowly burns it and kills it. But it will not affect the foliage of your plant. So, as I stated earlier, when I mix up the lime sulfur and horticultural oil, I will spray my fruit trees. Then I hit my blueberries, my raspberries. I do the flowering crabs on my property. I spray the roses that I have in my backyard. And if I was able to clean my perennial beds in the fall, which I worked really hard last year and got them all clean, I will take that mixture of oil and lime sulfur and I will spray the ground and the fence where my perennials are growing because, you know, I have tall phlox. So I want to spray where my tall phlox grow in case there's some spores on the ground. And lilacs, I'll spray all of my lilacs because lilacs tend to get powdery mildew. So I'll use the horticultural oil and lime sulfur on the lilacs, and that helps to minimize the amount of powdery mildew on your plants. Now, there's something else I'd like to have you do, Debbie. I want you this year to try, in the spring, using mycorrhiza fertilizer. Now, there are different companies that produce a fertilizer with a combination of mycorrhiza.
I started using that last year. I think when I planted things, I would put some in the bottom of the hole. Is that what you're talking about? Like the same stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I want you to do is any plant, so if you have roses and your roses get powdery mildew, feed them with a fertilizer that contains the mycorrhiza. 2 years ago, I mean, it just blew my mind. Our home was in this flower show that we're going to be on again July 17th of this year. And I planted perennials around some lilac plants. And we had people that, when the people started coming to the house, they said, "What did you do to your lilacs? There's no powdery mildew." And I said, "I haven't done anything." Well, on the other side of my yard, where I didn't plant any perennials, at the base of the lilacs, they had powdery mildew. There were flocks that I had planted new that year, and I used a mycorrhiza at the time of planting. They were clean. The old flocks that were 2 and 3 years old had powdery mildew on it, and I had not put any of the mycorrhiza fertilizer. So this year and every year, I am going to use mycorrhiza on all of my perennial beds and on anything that gets the fungus because there was less of it. If we can help you, call right now, 800-259-9231.